This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush says the capture of senior al-Qaeda operative Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is evidence that the war on terrorism is succeeding. In an interview with newspaper reporters yesterday, the president promised to pursue al-Qaeda's terrorist network until it is completely dismantled. The whereabouts of Mohammed remain a mystery, 4 days after he was seized in a pre-dawn raid in the Pakistani city of Rawalpindi. Intelligence sources in Pakistan say he has been taken to Bagram Air Base in neighboring Afghanistan. Pakistani officials say simply that he is no longer in Pakistan. Washington Post reporter Kamran Khan is in Karachi, Pakistan. The U.S. has a detention facility in Bagram. It would make sense that Mohammed would be flown there, right?
Oh, yes, it does make sense, though we don't know where he actually was taken to. In all previous cases of high-profile al-Qaeda members, they were quickly spread out of Pakistan, but this guy is in Bagram or at some other U.S. base.
What led to Mohammed's capture last Saturday?
You know, it all started with the capture of the key al-Qaeda lieutenant Abu Zubaydah in Pakistan in April last year. When Abu Zubaydah was arrested, he delivered, intelligence officials in Pakistan believe, a gold mine of information to the CIA and FBI about al-Qaeda, about its most active operatives, its network and all. And that ultimately led to the arrest of, a spectacular arrest of Ramzi bin al-Shib, the key organizer of 9/11 terrorist attacks on the first anniversary of 9/11 in Karachi last year. And intelligence officials believe that Ramzi bin al-Shib's arrest and his interrogation again provided another treasure of information on al-Qaeda and its present operations and so the people who are active at the moment. So it's basically Ramzi bin al-Shib's interrogation and subsequent leads from his interrogation that finally led to the capture of this most important al-Qaeda operative.
What's the extent of U.S. involvement in Mohammed's capture?
It's 100% U.S. information. They had this specific information about Mohammed. They had this. They were on his tail. In fact, since last 9/11, that is the first anniversary of the terrorist attacks. Since then, they led Pakistanis who actually carry out these raids to at least three places where Mohammed was known to be, and luck played its role. He was not arrested in at least three raids since September 11 last year.
What kind of information do you think they can get out of Mohammed?
Well, it's going to be a very crucial information because Mohammed is one of the most important al-Qaeda operatives, not only most important, he was the military commander, he was the brain behind several terrorist attacks like the USS Cole, like the synagogue attack in Tunis, like the 9/11 and all. So he knows the entire organization, he knows the in and out of this organization. So his debriefing, his interrogation is going to be crucial, and a lot of people believe that it may lead to more arrests and more information.
Will it bring the U.S. any closer to Osama bin Laden's capture?
A lot of people say that, you know, initial arrests of al-Qaeda foot soldiers ultimately led to the arrest of Abu Zubaydah. Abu Zubaydah's interrogation led to Ramzi bin al-Shib. Ramzi bin al-Shib's interrogation and leads from him led to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. No wonder that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed will take the U.S. investigators to Ayman al-Zahrawi or Osama bin Laden.
Washington Post reporter Kamran Khan in Karachi, Pakistan.